Good morning, everybody. Good morning, church. Thank you for joining up this morning. I believe the prayer moments we are fulfilling. First, let me say that it feels strange to be doing what I'm doing. Strange because I'm speaking without seeing your lovely faces in your beautiful dresses, your beautiful attires, also knowing that after this I will not be able to give a warm handshake and a hug to everyone. I'm trying to imagine, you know, the way we usually sit, Nene in front there, by SB, Pastor Yinka on this side, Mr. Luede right behind him, PG, you know, Mrs. Shotimino. You're just trying to have a mental picture, but it's all strange, and I feel it is coming to you strangely too, you know, as much as I am. But however, in all of this, the power of God knows no bounds. Matthew chapter 8 proves that, where the centurion approached Jesus and told him about his servant that was sick. I wanted him to heal him. Jesus offered to come to his house, and the centurion said he wasn't deserving of receiving Jesus into his home. But he knows, as a man of authority, he could just speak and have things happen. And of course, Jesus acknowledged the man's faith. He spoke, and the servant was healed, as scripture confirms. This shows to us that the power of God knows no bounds, knows no distance, knows no situation, position, knows no space, and all that. But in every reality, sense of reality, I'm sure that God will reach you in whatever situation or position that you find yourself at this moment. It's also strange what this COVID-19, coronavirus, has done to our world. It seems to have upturned everything. The normal way of living has become abnormal. No more schools, no more. Everything is shutting down, you know. Even that is why we are doing this. We can't see each other. We can't be in church in our numbers. So everything is not working the same. Everything feels abnormal, like nothing is working. You know, but in all of this, there's a response I would like to read out that I feel we should have. And it is from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. I'm reading from the ISV. It says, even though the fig tree does not blossom, and there are no grapes on the vines, even if the olive harvest fails, and the fields produce nothing edible, even if the flock is snatched from the sheepfold and there is no herd in the stalls. Listen to the response we need to have. Verse 18 says, as for me, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will find my joy in the Lord. I will find my joy in the God who delivers me. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like those of a deer, equipping me to tread on my mountain heights. The response we should have and act upon in these times and in this situation is that if nothing works, I'll rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Before I go on to give an exhortation, I'd just like you to listen to this songs. Then when we come back, I would share. As you listen, just sing along and, you know, get into the song.
I will exalt you.
I'm grateful for your